Welcome to Turgay Evren podcast. This is Turgay Evren, your English teacher. And today again I'm going to tell you a story. This story is a real story. It is a sad story and it's gonna make you unhappy. But as I said before, it is a real story. One day I had lesson with a businessman in Yeni Bosna. This businessman had a big textile company and he was one of the partners of this textile company. I got up early and the businessman is also living in Başakşehir, so he's in a way my neighbor. He came and he picked me up in front of my house and in 10 minutes we were in his company. Then we started having lesson as usual. I finished the lesson and then just, you know, I wanted to come back to Başakşehir because I didn't have any lessons in any other place like English time. So I got a taxi, a yellow taxi. You know that in Istanbul there are many taxis and all the taxis are yellow. I got on the taxi, and I should also tell you that I get on the taxis very often, so I know taxi drivers, and sometimes I talk with the taxi drivers in the car. There was an old man. The old man was driving the taxi. I greeted him, saying the traditional, you know, greeting in Turkey, Selamun Aleyküm. And I got on the taxi, I started sitting. Then on the road, we started having a small chat, a small conversation. But this time the conversation was a little different. The driver looked upset and unhappy. And I knew the driver must have a story. Like everybody, this driver had also a story and he wanted to share this story with somebody else. Generally, I can regard myself as a good listener. I am good at listening to the people's stories. And I know that everybody is a story. So this man started talking. He told me, like, a few years ago, he had a young son, and his son was also driving the same taxi in shifts. And one night, his son was driving the car, and some young people got on this car. But these people were not safe. And these people were not usual customers. These people were dangerous. And they wanted to take money from him. This young driver, he was in his 20s, early 20s. And I think he was engaged. But he was not married. He was robbed by these young people. I think there were two or three people in the taxi. And those people got the money from him, but that was not enough. They wanted to get rid of him. So they had a knife and they stabbed the young driver. They killed him. Of course, it was very bad. When the old man heard about his son, he was devastated. He was so upset. He was ruined. Life was so merciless. Of course, it was difficult for me to say something, but I was supposed to talk. And just I told him, may Allah have mercy on your son. I can understand your feelings. I can understand how unhappy you are. But I hope he was very young, and I hope Allah has put him in his paradise. And I told the man, this is a destiny. Everybody has got a destiny. But the man couldn't understand these words. And he asked me the question, do you think that this is a destiny? If it is a destiny, what is the crime of the people? If it is a destiny, does it mean that those criminals shouldn't be punished because God wanted this event to happen like this? You know, destiny means kader in Turkish. And just I told him, destiny does not mean these young people are not criminals. Of course, they're gonna be punished by Allah. But destiny means Allah knows the future. Allah knows what's gonna happen to the people. But the concept of destiny does not take responsibility beyond the people. The people are responsible. And of course, they're gonna get what they were doing in this world. They're gonna be rewarded or they're gonna be punished accordingly in the hereafter. I was unhappy because I also learned that the criminals came from the eastern parts of Turkey. I am also from Diyarbakir, from the eastern parts of Turkey, and I didn't want to tell the man that I come from the eastern part of Turkey, because sometimes when the people have a very big suffering, you know, they can make some generalizations. If there is somebody bad from a city, and if the murderer of your son is from a particular city, you know, you can start hating all the people belonging to that city, and the people have this kind of feelings. While I was getting off the car, suddenly the driver asked me how many children I had, and I told him that I have two daughters, and the driver told me, inshallah, you will have long years with your children, and may Allah protect your children from evil people. Then just the man left. I got one story from a person. The driver went on his way, and I started walking my home. But I had many different feelings in my heart and many different ideas in my mind. I was unhappy to hear this story, and I'm sure you also felt unhappy. But in Istanbul, sometimes we hear about the murder of taxi drivers. Sometimes you hear that some taxi drivers are killed. This is a big city, and there are also many dangerous people living in Istanbul, and sometimes the taxi drivers cannot protect themselves from these people. I hope that there's gonna be more security in this city, and I hope that the people are going to come to their minds and they're gonna ask forgiveness for what they did, because this is not a very good way. We are living together and we should live in brotherhood, but unfortunately we get this kind of events. Thank you for showing the patience to listen to me. I hope in the next chapter we are going to have a different podcast together. Until the next time, take care about yourself, take care of yourself, and may Allah protect you from the evil people.